Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. Love to talk to you. We're talking about bullying today. And bullying is a really difficult subject matter to take on because it's so subjective. There is bullying that is clear-cut, all right? Kid comes up, slaps the books out of the hand, pushes the kid down, spits on him, you know, beats him up, that kind of stuff. That's very clear bullying. That's not hazing. That's not kidding around. That's not joking around and horseplay and practical jokes. That's bullying. Okay, that's very clear cut. But it's not always that clear. It's not. It doesn't always happen that way. And quite often, bullying happens in ways that we, the adults, the parents, the administration, the teachers, etc., we don't see it. It happens in ways that we're not aware of it. We don't catch it. And so, therefore, what we can do about it and how we handle it, it just makes our job that much more difficult. So I thought we would just run some ideas out today and talk about bullying. The first thing is, it's a letter that came in, an email that we got. A gentleman by the name of Peter, he's 45 years old, says he's got an 8-year-old kid in the school system. He said that the other day when he dropped his kid off at the school, that he saw that there were a couple bullies that met up with his kid right outside after dropping him off and started a bunch of crap with him, started, you know, just bullying him a little bit. And he said, first of all, what he's going to do is contact the kid's parents. Great idea. I think it's a good idea. He said, if I see them bullying again, I am going to get out of my car and confront the kids myself. And that's where the issue for discussion comes in. I understand that entirely. As a matter of fact, a long time ago, before I even had children, I was on my way home from work, and I saw a couple big kids pushing and shoving a smaller kid. And as I'm sitting at the intersection, it was a four-way stop, I'm watching this, and I thought, okay, maybe it's just a bunch of boys horse-playing and having fun and kidding around, nothing to worry about. But then I saw him being really mean and slapping this kid really hard, and then I realized the kid they were bullying was a special needs kid. The child appeared to have the slight physical attributes that are attributed to Down syndrome. I'd had enough. I was bullied as a kid, and when I saw that, it pissed me off to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I put my car in park. I got out of the car, and I went after the bullies. Now, they were middle school, and I'm a full-grown adult. And I came at them, and I yelled at them, and they ran, okay? Now, what would they have done if they stood their ground? I don't know. I was just enraged. But they ran off. I helped the kid up, got him situated. He was okay, and he finished the walk home. And I watched him for a while to make sure that those kids did not come back. The person whose yard that this took place in, called the police. Called the cops.
Called the cops on you?
Yeah. Called the cops on me. I got about 3 blocks away and got pulled over. The officer had his gun drawn and demanded that I throw my keys out of the car, put my hands on the hood, frisked me, and was in the process. I think he was going to cuff me. And I said, "Well, what are you doing? What's going on? We had a report of you abusing a child." I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And I explained what happened. I said, "You go back and you talk to the person that was in there." I said, "I wasn't abusing anybody. I was stopping a special needs kid from getting bullied." So, it all washed out. He let me go, and there was nothing ever that ever happened. I didn't even hear anything about that. Never contacted again. But, you know, I mean, it scared the crap out of me.
Sure.
Because here I am trying to help some kid, and I'm the one that gets in trouble for it. So I'm thinking, all right, this letter that comes in, This guy says, and I can understand, he sees his 8-year-old son getting bullied. Calling the parents, great idea. Absolutely a fantastic idea. A lot of times, parents don't even know that their kid is being a little butthead at school, and that a responsible set of parents can put a kibosh on that activity and put the hammer down and say, okay, enough is enough. You're not going to be like this in school. But to confront the kids himself, especially on school grounds, I think that's a very bad idea on many, many, many levels. First of all, you go in, and what if the kid bows up at you? You know, oh, yeah, 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 what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to take a swing at an 8-year-old boy? No. You going to push him down? No. You're going to get in trouble. The second thing is, and I think this is the most significant, how is it going to play in the society of the school environment when you have come to the rescue of your son? Your 8-year-old son is now going to be labeled, oh, look, you can't defend yourself. Your daddy had to come save you. I believe, personally, it's going to make the bullying worse. So what would you do?
Well, you are in that position right now, so what would you do if it was your 9-year-old daughter?
Well, my daughter has complained that there's a couple kids that have bullied her. And we have talked to the administration and said, okay, this child is apparently being a problem. Can we, you know, and they are dealing with it so far quite successfully in separating them. And I think that's fine. I'll tell you what a friend of mine has done. A friend of mine has an autistic child that has Asperger's. Remember we talked that Susan Boyle just came out and said she has Asperger's syndrome. Well, a friend of mine has a daughter in middle school that has Asperger's, which is a form of autism. This particular child is highly functioning. If you really weren't paying careful attention, you might think, well, that child's a little odd.
If you're not familiar with Asperger's, you remember the television show Law & Order Criminal Intent. Vincent D'Onofrio's detective character had Asperger's, and he was very highly functional,
right.
but kind of odd.
Yes, there are. This particular child that I'm talking about has problems with auditory instruction. She does not process what you say exactly in the same way. It's almost like having dyslexia in an audible format. What you say is not what their brain hears and reacts on. And so that can be a challenge. Anyway, there's a circumstance where this child was getting bullied. And the parent went to the school and said, this child is bullying my child. The school did everything, and they tried, they moved, they changed this, they changed that. And the bullying stopped in the classroom where the teachers were, and the bullying moved into the hallways between classes where the teachers are not. The parent of this child with Asperger's had had enough. The child was coming home agitated, crying, slapping, you know, so frustrated and so upset that didn't want to go to school, was now becoming a point where it was interrupting the functionality of the entire family dynamic. The family tried one more time to get the school to put a stop to this and to get this child that was doing the bullying something to be done with that child doing the bullying, and they wouldn't do anything. So they gave permission that the next time the child came up and bullied, that she could punch him square in the nose as hard as she could. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened.
Wait a minute. They encouraged their daughter with Asperger's to punch the bully in the nose.
Square in the nose. Punch him as hard as you can, right in the nose. Now, this is after, I kid you not, months of dealing with the administration trying to get this problem solved. Months. The kid popped this little boy right square in the face. Bam! And I'll tell you this. The office called and said, your child just hit another child and is saying you gave permission. The response was, yep, sure did. Dead silence. Well, we're going to have you come in and talk about this. Okay. But listen, but be very well aware, there will be no punishment on my child whatsoever for her actions. she was doing, that was a last resort. And guess what? The bullying has stopped. That kid avoids the other like a plague now. The bully avoids the child like the plague. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. Gordon, you're up. What's on your mind?
Hey, Seth, you're a wild man. You must be from Florida, man. I tell you what. But the first thing you do, your kid's getting bullied and it's on school property, go right to their teacher, right to the administration, and that's the first thing you want to do.
Absolutely.
That's their job. They're all set up for that, and they do it. My kids in the past have had some of that stuff go on, and we've done that, and they've taken care of it.
To give the school administration the opportunity to handle it the right way. You've got to give them the first shot.
That's right.
Any other experiences with bullying that did? I agree that handling it, and with this letter that came in, definitely talking to the school administrators first and calling the parents, I think, is the best way of handling it. All right, WSEU, we're running a little bit late. We're going to take our first break. Talking about bullying, have you had an experience where you have seen your child being bullied, and what do you think is the proper way to handle it? When I was a kid, I got bullied by another kid in class for a lot, like through fifth and sixth grades. And finally, my parents had had enough and gave me some advice that I acted on. We'll talk about that when we come back. 715-845-2155. This is Feedback.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 823 now. All right. Talking about bullying, 715-845-2155. And what is the best way for us, the parents, to handle it when we are aware of it happening? Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the bullying thing.
Excellent.
I've got a 9-year-old who dealt with a lot of bullying. And we went to the administrators and we talked with the parents and nothing seemed to fix it. So in the end, he kept coming home really upset, and I kept going back to the school, and the school kind of said, well, we're doing everything that we can. So they surveyed the kids to find out who was the biggest bully and did all sorts of, like, I don't know, group sessions on working as a team and being nice to each other.
Yeah, all this feel-good crap.
Yeah, he came home, and he was like, Mom, you know, I can't deal with this anymore. I was like, all right, well, I've had enough too, so the next time he touches you, just lay him out.
Yep.
And he said, okay. So at the playground the next day, the kid put his hands on him, and my son laid him out.
Good.
And, of course, they called me, and they're like, oh, your son's fighting. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure he's defending himself. So the next day, the kid went after his little sister and actually, like, cut her face on playground equipment. Mm. So my son saw it from across the playground and, like, went after this kid. And he got right in his face and was like, look, if you're mad at me, you have a problem with me. He's like, you don't touch my little sister. And so the school called me again, you know, there's this fighting, blah, blah, blah. So we had another meeting with the kid's parents, and I was like, I don't understand what the problem is here. Your kid has a problem.
Yeah.
Well, then it comes out that there has been problems with this kid from, like, 15 different people. And I was like, look, when is it enough? So the school was like, oh, we'll keep them separated. We'll put more teachers on the playground. I was like, okay. Well, sure enough, next week, the kid went after my son, and my son broke his arm.
Oof.
That's what it took to get that kid to leave him alone.
And now the kid's leaving him alone?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like the fact, but I think at some point there's got to be one or two ways to handle this. Thank you very much for calling in. One is the child that's being bullied may be afraid and may not want to do it, but you got to stand up to the bullies, and you got to physically stand up against them and make them stop. Or two, the school system has to develop a zero tolerance policy for bullying, much as it has for, you know, guns and contraband on school property. I'm not sure, is it here where if you have a gun or a weapon of any kind, you are automatically suspended, zero tolerance, no questions asked? Is that the policy up here?
I don't know what the official policy is, but I got to believe that's true, and I think you'll ultimately be expelled if, in fact, you have a gun in school. Yeah.
I think for the most part that is a good idea. Now, when the kid brings a butter knife from home to spread, you know, jam on his sandwich or something, it's like, back off with that. You got to use some common sense. But if the kid has gone hunting over the weekend and accidentally forgets to, you know, take his rifle out of the car, well, that's just being stupid. You know, that's not paying attention to your environment. There needs to be a zero tolerance about bullying. When you have a child like this one that she was just talking about, that has a record of repeatedly being a bully, that kid is gone, out, history, out of here. And if the parents don't like it, then the parents need to do something about the behavior, fix the behavior. Or when the one being bullied has enough and breaks the kid's face, there better be no repercussion against the kid that's defending himself. All right, let's go back to the phones. Gino, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Yes, did you know in Adams County there is a three-hit rule?
No.
That you cannot defend yourself unless somebody hits you three times?
That's bullcrap.
And what I told my son is if somebody is swinging on you, you defend yourself the first time.
Absolutely.
I would take it to court and get it, you know, nullified.
Yeah.
Because they would give him, they would suspend him, not the kid that hit first.
See, that's absolutely ridiculous. A three-hit rule, that's asinine. That is absolutely asinine. There's no excuse for that whatsoever. That is political correctness and tolerance going way overboard.
I don't understand that rule at all. What is the point of that rule? Why would they put in a rule like that? I mean, even political correctness wouldn't agree that the aggressor would get to hit you three times before you get to defend yourself. That rule makes no sense whatsoever.
It is the same thinking when you are put in a position, when you are attacked in your home, that you have to retreat to the last resort of safety before you can use deadly force to defend yourself. It's the exact same thinking. Exact same thinking. If a bully comes up to hit you, then you can go somewhere and get away from the bully. If he hits you again, then you retreat again. If he hits you a third time, well, now you're able to defend yourself. Ridiculous. First time you ball up your fist and you take a swing at me, you better connect good because you're going to know that you've been in a fight. Good God, that is just stupid.
You come for the king, you better not miss.
You better come heavy is what I'm saying. God. Second thing that I thought we would talk about as far as this bullying aspect is concerned, and the phone lines are open for you, 715-845-2155, absolutely available. I want to share with you just very quickly what happened in my circumstance, and then we'll take the break. I know this may come as a surprise to you, but growing up as a grade schooler, I was a bit on the heavy side. I was the big boy in class. Well, there happened to be one other rather tubby kid in class, and doggone it, every time we went to PE, sure enough, we were pitted against each other. You know, tug of war, relay races, all of it. We were always pitted against each other, and it grew into the point where in fifth and sixth grade, this kid was just antagonistic and bullying me on a regular basis. And it was really getting out of hand. Finally, my mom, she said, listen, enough of this. Next time he bullies you, you just pop him right in the face. You go at him, and you fix it. And sure enough, man, we went to the park after school. I'd had enough, and I said, "That's it. We're gonna fight. We're gonna do this. We're gonna get this over with." Went to the park after school, had a tussle. You know, nobody really won. He got in a couple good licks. I got a couple in a good licks. He came away bloody. I didn't. So I guess maybe I won. I don't know. I told my mom, She took me for a hot foot Sunday and told me I did the right thing. And she said, "And Monday, when you go to school and the administration wants to get you in trouble, all you say is, call my parents." And that's exactly what happened. Monday morning, I get called down to the office. The principal says, "I want to know what happened." And I just looked at him and said, "I've been told that you were to call my parents. I'm not to talk about it at all." And my parents said very clearly, "This child has been teased. He's been bullied. And now the problem is solved. You are not going to have any punishment or retribution on that child other than maybe send him home today. But there's not going to be any suspension. There's not going to be any expulsion. None of that." And as far as I know, that worked. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. And yes, the kid left me alone.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.